Welcome to the Godcast with Benjamin Shelby. It is my goal through this episode to show you how the Bible is not only accessible to you, applicable to your life, but also attainable and not so far out there, and you can do everything that God tells you to do. So I hope you enjoy this episode as we are looking into the Bible, and I pray that you can not only hear the words, but apply it to your everyday life and allow God to work in miraculous ways. Salt. I love it. You love it. Some of us love it a little too much, but salt is something that's really good. I mean, everybody loves salt, but the question that I have to say here, and I want you to think about throughout this episode, is if the salt has lost its flavor, if the salt has lost its, in this case, savor, a little bit of a spoiler warning there, if the salt has lost the thing that makes the salt good, what then is the salt used for, and why would you ever use the salt, right? And if salt didn't have that salty taste, if it didn't have that savor, why would you ever put it on any of your food? Welcome back, guys, and it is Thursday, which automatically makes me tired, but I'm also tired because I've been at the church literally all day. So be a little bit patient with me because I am really, really groggy right now. But I'm here anyway, and I really want to point something out to you guys. And it's something that has changed my life, and I know I say that a lot, but the truth is everything in this book changed my life, okay? So I can sell you on that every single time because everything in this book can and has changed my life, and I have forgotten to mute my watch. Let me do that real quick. Okay, now it's muted. You're welcome. Anyway, we are in Matthew chapter 5, and let me give you a little bit of a backstory on what's happening. And Jesus has just recently started his ministry, okay? And Jesus not only has started his ministry, but is now teaching the infamous Sermon on the Mount, which the majority of you have probably heard of because it's pretty famous. But there's a few things that he's talked about before what we're about to talk about, but we're not going to worry about that right now. We're just going to get into the specifics on what I want to talk about today. So we're going to jump in to chapter 5 of Matthew, verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt had lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. The salt that doesn't have any savor, that doesn't have any flavor, is good for nothing and is good to be cast out. Now, clearly, he's not talking about salt here, and you could see that when he talks about ye are the salt of the earth. Who's ye? Ye would be us, Christians, the ones who carry Jesus' name, the ones who are supposed to be the salt, the good savor to this world, the ones that are supposed to be going out and giving God everything, giving him that sweet savor. Right? That's what we're supposed to be, a sweet savor unto the Lord. But if the salt has lost its savor, what good is it? What good is it? And I'm not saying that you're no good, because it's not just you that's no good, because I'm not no good either, but I know I haven't lost my savor. Everybody without God is no good. I'm saying the people who have lost their savor, savor, the people who have lost sight on what they're supposed to do. And I can tell you one thing, I can do that pretty fast. I mean, extremely fast. I can sometimes lose my savor, sometimes lose my temper, sometimes maybe, I don't know, say something I shouldn't, say a joke that I probably shouldn't say. I can do all of these things. And at that point, I lose my savor. It's, what is my good then? What do I bring to God when I'm not giving the savor that God wants? What good am I? I'm good for nothing at that point other than to be cast out. That's a problem. It's a problem in our life when we get to the point where we are no good and being no use of God. Because salt, if it loses its savor, it's no good. It is no good. And God, he wants to use us to salt the earth, to give the earth a little bit of his flavor, to show them exactly what they need. But when we are stuck and we're choosing to not do what God says, then we have lost our savor. And listen, I'm not talking about to the people that are trying. There's some of us that are stuck in sin, and we are trying to get out, and we're trying to do our best to keep our walk with God. Guess what? You have not lost your savor. You are the one who has the savor because you're the one fighting the battle. You're doing what God says. You are giving God everything he asks for. You are okay. You are worth something because you are letting God do what he does best, and that's change people's lives. But fact is that there's a lot of people, and I can find myself in there sometimes too, that just loses sight on what he's supposed to be doing or she's supposed to be doing. There's people out there that are just not being used of God. And what good are they that have been saved out of this world to be set apart, to be a peculiar people unto the Lord, when you do not choose to be a good savor, to have that good taste in the Lord's mouth? Well, here it says that we're no good. It's no good when we do that. You know, we're going to keep reading in verse number 14. It says, ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. When you think about if you're in the dark, okay, and if there's like a city on the hill way off in the distance, you can see the city because it cannot be hid. You're in the dark and it's the only city with light. It can't be hid. If you're saved, you have to realize that a city on the hill cannot be hid. And that's explained a little bit better in verse 15. It says, neither do men put light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are around the house. That was a big pause there. I don't know if that was a dramatic effect or what was going on there. But anyway, the light is so other people can see. You know, salt is not good for the sake of salt being good for itself. You know that, right? Salt isn't salty and savory because the salt enjoys being salty and savory. The salt is salty and savory because he wants the person, the people around him, to enjoy it. The light is not there for the light to see, right? A candle that's lit is not there so the flame can see. The candle that is lit so others around can see. We are called not to be good for the sake of us. We're called not to be set apart for the sake of us, but we're called to be set apart for the sake of God so that God can then be shown around and everybody can see. But some of us have lost our savor. Some of us have gone away from what we're supposed to be doing, and that is a problem. That is a problem. But guess what? Every time, I know if you've been following me, this happens every time. You want to know why? Because the Bible does this every time. God shows, the Bible shows you where you're wrong. And maybe you're here and you have not been the light you're supposed to be. Maybe you're here and you have not been the person you're supposed to be. But God says, listen here, God says in the next verse, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know what that first word there, let your light so shine before men? It shows that you can do it. It does. Why would God give us something to do that we are not capable of doing? And then guess what? We're not capable of doing it without God, but we are capable of doing it through his power. You can't be salty, you can't be savory without God. You can't be a light set on a hill without God. You can't be a candlestick without lit on a, you can't be a candle, sorry, excuse me. You can't be a candle lit on a candlestick without God. You want other people to glorify God around you? Then you have to look into your own heart and see what you are doing. Because if you are salt that is not savory, if you are a light that's been hidden, nobody is going to glorify God. As a matter of fact, you are going to diminish God's name. But that word let there in verse 16, let your light so shine before men, proves that God helps you do it. God can help you do it. Again, the Bible says, turn unto me and I will turn unto you. Nobody is too far gone. God's hand is still outstretched. He's not too far gone. Though he seems like he's far away, he's very near. Acts says. He's very, very near. He's only a prayer away, guys. So when you see that you're not the salt you should be, when you see that you are not the thing that God called you to be set apart for, when you see that, guess what? You can change. That's why earlier I said the people that are trying to change are not the salt that has lost its savor. The salt and the savor has nothing to do with your sin. Because we all have sin. If our saltiness and if us being used by God was judged by our sin, then nobody could do anything good for God. Nobody could. Fact is, being used of God has nothing to do with your sin. Being used of God has everything to do with, is your heart willing to leave your sin? Some of us are stuck in our sins, yet God can still use us because we have a willing heart and we're trying. And we're not allowing sin just to be overruling us. We are doing everything we can to get rid of it. And that is salt with savor. But us that are not doing that, us that are playing this game, and we don't have the salt that God wants, nobody around us is going to glorify our Father which is in heaven. And we are nothing better than anyone else. We're not. We deserve nothing more than be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. It's sad. It is. But it's true. If the salt loses its savor, if you lost your savor, wherewith shall the earth be salted? How will anybody know? Are you going to get it right? Or are you going to live in your sin? Because a city on the hill cannot be hid. A city on the hill, that is valuable to God. But salt with no savor, no, that's not good for God at all. All it does is ruin your life, ruin God's testimony, and ruin people's images of God in their mind. So are you going to get it right today? Are you going to say, God, hey, I've not been the salt that I'm supposed to be. I've not been your child the way I'm supposed to be. I haven't followed you the way I'm supposed to be. But I'm ready to change. Turn unto me, the Bible says, and I will turn unto you.